Hello, this is Lakeisha Leonard, your business coach. And today I want to talk about procrastination and ways, different types of procrastination and ways that you can overcome fighting against procrastination. One of the things that I noticed in a lot of entrepreneurs that I work with, because I work with mostly entrepreneurs or business owners who are trying to get started or who are just now starting. So they're in the beginning stages of their business. And one of the things that I notice is when I ask them, so what do you think your biggest problem is? What is your issue right now? And they often tell me, procrastination. They're procrastinating that's probably why all these years they have never done anything to get started. And all of that is very well true. But I think sometimes we try to fight against procrastination in the wrong way. So we tell ourselves, you know what? I just need to get this done. I just need to do it. And that works for some, but for others, even if you start doing something, you're not productive. And here is the first reason why I think that's the case. First, most of the time people struggle with procrastination, trying to get started in their business, because they don't have a plan or a schedule that fits their lifestyle, their current lifestyle. Of course, you want to change your lifestyle. And of course, you know, I always talk about sacrifice and things like that. But you really have to set a schedule. For me, I don't have children at home and I'm not married. Okay. So for me, it's easier for me to go home and say, tonight, I'm going to work on my business. And anyone who calls, it's easier to say, let me talk to you later because I'm working on something. Or for family functions, it's easier for me to say, I can't make it this time, but maybe next time. But when you have children and spouses, it's more difficult. So most of my clients have families, full house going on every day. So what I would suggest is, first, you make a schedule or a plan and you get the family on board, okay? And when I say family, I mean the people in your house. You may not discuss the full thing with them, but you want everybody to be in a good space so that you can say, mommy is gonna work, you know, mommy needs to do this. Or maybe you go to the library and leave the kids with your husband or the wife, leave the kids for an hour. And some people say, you know, I'm already spending a lot of time away from my children. You've got to make a sacrifice. And, you know, I understand having children in the house and wanting to be there for them, but you really have to make a sacrifice. And you're going to have to do some rewards. So, like, maybe you let everybody know, mommy is working on something or working on this. And so instead of doing this tonight, we're going to do that tomorrow. Or whatever it is that you can do to get your family on board that will not stress everybody out, okay? You want everybody to know that there are going to be some temporary changes or sacrifices or whatever the case may be. You especially want your spouse to be on board and understanding about what you're trying to do. So I really feel like that it's not necessarily always you being lazy. It's just that we don't know how to balance, okay? We don't know how to balance our time between our work life. And by work life, I mean the job that you currently go to that pays your bills. Whatever that may be, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, there are things that you're doing that still needs to get done. So the balance between your work life, your family life, you know, what's going on at home, your family life, doing the things with your family, and then your home life, just taking care of your house, cooking and cleaning and all of the things that go with that, paying bills, sitting down, taking care of things when things break, things like that, the cars, whatever it may be, and then your business. So oftentimes our business kind of takes a back seat to everything that's going on. So I want to just encourage you to get around some like-minded people who are also doing things in business. Hire a coach. You know, even if it's not me, the purpose of a coach should be, and if you're looking at coaches now and you're not getting the vibe you want, then maybe because you don't feel like that person can really help you. But you want to have a coach that can tell you what you need to know so that you don't struggle, so that you don't spend a lot of wasted time. There will still be some research you have to do and things like that, but a coach should be able to guide you in the right direction, or should be able to say, do this, and all you need to do is make it work for your image and your brand and your characteristics and lifestyle and whatever your vision. But for the most part, that is the purpose of a coach, to help ease that. Okay. Another thing that I want to bring up in addition to balance is learning how to be productive when you do find time to work on your business. Oftentimes, and this is another way that we fall into procrastination, we are trying to do too many things, and we're trying to mix pleasure with business, with lifestyle, with family, and it just doesn't work. So you end up not really getting anything done. So then you're not happy about the process, or you think it's really not for you. And then you kind of like slack. You're like, well, you know, I'm not getting anything done with that. Let me work on something else today. So I want you to focus on one thing at a time. Stop trying to be the greatest multitasker. Okay? Do what you need to do around the house for your family. Go ahead and do that. And when you decide to sit down for the next hour or two, focus only on one task for your business. So if your focus is to work on creating some sort of graphic, do the graphic. Don't work on your website. Don't work on your social media. Don't work on your accounting and your finances. Do the graphic, okay? If you determine that it's going to take you 30 minutes to work on that, take 30 minutes and work on it. If you have to, set a timer. It is sort of good to time yourself, because it's important to know how long it actually takes you to finish things. And, you know, as you grow in your business, you should get faster. So in the beginning, it may take you an hour to, you know, write up your blog post. It may take an hour. But as you start going, maybe it only takes you 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Or maybe it only takes you 10 minutes to write it, and then maybe another 10 minutes to actually post it. Okay. So it's a great idea to time yourself. Give yourself 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, and just work on one thing. Do not move to the next thing until you have finished that one thing. And that's how you will start scratching things off your list. Instead of saying, I started this, I started this, I started this, starting 3 or 4 different things and not finishing anything. Sometimes you'll start 3 or 4 different things and you'll finish, but it'll take you a lot longer because you're not staying focused on the one thing. So try that. So first we said you need to learn how to balance the time and get your family on board. For some of us, I just want to add real quick, for some people, maybe your family is not going to be on board. So it's going to require you to make some sacrifices in your own areas during the day so that you can make things happen. Like right now, you may hear a little bit of background noise. It's because I have found that I can speak to you, make these audios for you while I'm driving to work. Okay. It's timing me, so I know the closer I get to work, I need to finish up the call. And it's also freeing up, it's free time that I have to work on the business, okay? So balance. And then the next one was focusing on one thing at a time. Stop multitasking, okay? Focus on one thing at a time so that you can really mark things off, and it doesn't take you 3 weeks to do one thing when it probably would have only taken you a few hours, okay? So that's the next thing. And then the next one is true procrastination. You're just not getting off your butt and doing it. It's just that simple. Whether you have a coach or not, you're just not doing it. You are making a decision. And when you do that, what you're saying to yourself is, my vision is just not important. That's what you're saying. My vision about the future that I have for me and my family is just not that important. And so you are allowing yourself to stay complacent, to stay in your what has become your normal life. Okay, it may not be normal to other people, but it's normal for you. And you are allowing yourself to just not do anything that you want to do. So what happens is we often push those dreams and goals. May not be the exact dream and goal, but we push the encouragement to follow dreams and goals on our children and other people and other young people that are in our life. But what we're essentially doing, we're not showing them how to go for your dreams and goals. We're showing them how to let life take hold. So I really, really, really want you to know that nothing gets done until you start moving, until you go into action. I have a 4-part plan to achieve anything you want, and that's to write down your vision, to understand what success is going to look like for you. Okay, then to make a plan. How are you going to do this? What research have you done? Do you know the steps? Okay, and then to move into action. Action is very important. You can have a vision, you can have a plan, but if you don't get off your butt and start doing something, it's never going to come true. It's never going to come true. It's always going to be exactly that, just a vision. Okay, and then the final part to that, number 4, is results. You have to measure the results. How do you know the effectiveness of even your process? You know, if your goal is to bring in $10,000 per month, okay, and you're doing things and you're reaching that, you're reaching your $10,000 per month, are you going to stay at $10,000 always? No. Eventually, you're going to want to make $20,000 and you're going to want to make $30,000. So how do you know where to increase or decrease if you're not measuring the results, if you don't know how you got to your results? Okay, so that's my 4-step process to achieve anything you want, not just in business. And so I really want to tell you that here's the last part to number 3. Once you just make up in your mind you're gonna get started, you're gonna get off your butt and do something, you cannot stop. You don't get to take breaks. You don't get to take days off and weeks off. You have to be productive. You have things that you are going to do, Okay. Now I can show you some ways to make so that you can really vacation. But essentially, as entrepreneurs, we are always working. Okay. You can go on the beach with friends and family. I guarantee you there's going to be an email that you have to check, or there's going to be something on your site that you may have to tweak, or maybe you forgot to schedule something. So now you need to make sure, because you are accountable to the people that you serve, the community that you serve, you are accountable. So if you're not ready to be all in, because entrepreneurs, we're all in. If you're not ready to be all in, then I'm gonna just be straight up and honest. You're gonna have to think about doing something else. Maybe this is not for you. Okay? So as a procrastinator myself, I know what procrastination is, because I'm a procrastinator. And I'm still calling myself a procrastinator, because there are still other areas where I still procrastinate. In college, you know, I know the first week of class what's going to be due on week number 4, week number 5, or whatever the case may be. I know what's going to be due. But what a procrastinator does, you wait till the night before it's due, or the day of that it's due, and then you have to cram to get it done. And this is another thing as procrastinators, this is what we do. We trick ourselves into thinking that, oh, I work better under pressure. I work really good. Yeah, you come through, but how much better would it have been if I had not procrastinated? Okay? And something else in business. You may be in business for yourself and sometimes even by yourself, but you're not doing it alone. You are going to have to connect with other people. So that's going to require you to move a little faster earlier in the process. You may have to have some things printed. You know, if you're putting on some type of event and you need to have something printed, you cannot wait until the morning before to try to catch Kinko's. You know, even if you go to a 24-hour Kinko's. 24-hour Kinko's in my city, they're not all over. I have to drive quite a distance to do that. So now I'm taking up time where I probably wouldn't not have had to do that had I just started earlier. Okay? So we just have to get on board and accept the fact that you do not get to take off. When you become an entrepreneur, especially for those of us who are working other jobs until our business really gets going, some of us will never stop working those other jobs. Some people love their jobs. They will always have the other job. But that is the decision you make when you become an entrepreneur. So you have to stay the course. You have to bite the bullet. So you have to get off your ass and do it. It's just that simple. So I want to encourage you to find balance and get your family on board. And number 2, I want to encourage you to focus on one thing at a time. Stop multitasking, okay? And then finally, just get off your butt and do it. You know, if everything else is lined up for you, great. Everybody's on board. You have a plan. You're not multitasking. Then you just need to do it. Okay. And be very intentional when you do things with your business. That is the best way to get things done. Be intentional. Know why you're doing something and do it. So thank you today for listening, and I hope this helped you get over your procrastination and just, you know, change your mindset, change how you think about the things you need to do. Remember and think about your why, the reason you're doing it, and your vision, and that if you never get started and stop they keep going, you can't stop, then you won't have the results that you need, and you're gonna feel overwhelmed and stressed, which is another topic. Okay, thank you all. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Ta-ta for now.